I just hope he doesn't change his mind.
Hello and welcome to Rose Pricks, a podcast about all things Bachelor, currently Bachelor in Paradise. I'm Ronnie Caron from the Watch What Crappens podcast and the Big Brother Smother podcast, and I'm with my gorgeous as ever co-host, Miss Stephanie Wilder-Taylor, for crying Hello. Out loud.
Hello.
Oh, Stephanie.
It's like so much has happened in just 1 week.
That Ashley cry is in my dreams now.
Oh my God. It's coupled with the visual, just the lipstick and the cry.
That huge, scary doll face. Her mouth is so, so big. I mean, that girl can put two fists in her mouth.
Oh, my God.
You know, that girl was popular in junior high.
Oh, no. Don't say that. My older daughter just started middle school today.
Well, get her some whitening mouthwash.
Oh, no.
Click.
Oh, what?
Bye. I quit. Click.
Well, what? Now I have to find out where my notes are.
Oh, find those notes. I'll go through the opening stuff. So, everybody, here's the sketch. Because when we started doing this, we were like, what? This is on twice a week? So, here's what we're doing. We're doing two episodes now until the end of this show. We're going to be doing two a week, one for each night. And then we'll be having a bonus episode every week. Those bonus episodes are for the premium feed. And thank you to everybody who's already been signing up over at that premium feed. Thank you. It makes us feel so hugged. Hug
Amazing.
Us with your PayPal. It's a PayPal hug. The deepest hug you can ever give somebody. So if you want to get those bonuses or if you want the full archives of all of our episodes, those are on the premium feed. These episodes will always remain free for a week, you know, until, you know, we replenish and then they move into the archives. So just go over to Trash Talk TV or just go to rosepricks.com, actually. That'll take you to our page on Trash Talk TV and you can figure out how to do that. Soups is a.
And tell some friends. Yeah. I know you guys know people that are listening to, or watching the show, watching the show and want to hear us. Make fun of it.
Yeah, and we are in love with you, whether you're premium or not, so never feel less loved.
Of course. You know, that goes without saying.
If you loaded and want to support a couple of po-ass bitches at their house, do it. Go over to Rose Pricks.
All right. Should we get into it?
Yeah, let's get into this episode. So
I titled accidentally, but it was just the first thing I wrote, so it saved my notes. As Jared just looks dumb.
Jared really does look dumb. And you
so
really...
So dumb!
This is something I think that's advice really for every young woman or man who dates a man out there. Don't trust a man who only grooms his eyebrows. Because that's like the laziest person in a relationship. The rest of him ain't groomed. If he's only doing his eyebrows, he's not paying attention. He's only going to be giving you those pretty-eyed looks and then expecting you to do everything else.
This is good information to have.
And Jared is proving to be a good case for that advice. So we open with tonight on a shocking Bachelor in Paradise.
What? Now, why are we so shocked? Are we just shocked because Izzy's going to break up with Vinny?
Literally nothing on this show could shock me. Like a terrorist from ISIS could come in and make out with Ashley and I wouldn't even be shocked. I'd be like, wow, ISIS is really homogenizing.
Yeah, I'm really seeing a vulnerable side to ISIS.
I just want to be vulnerable!
ISIS really has its walls down. That's what I'd say.
I had so many walls up, and then ISIS, like, literally blew them down. 5-year-old in a bomb jacket. Who knew?
I'd say ISIS is not that cute. I don't get it.
Yeah. ISIS brought a lamp. No one finds that weird. I don't know if I can compete with Allah, okay, Isis? So it's so awkward when you're dating somebody and Allah keeps following them around. So we open with a shocking, and then, which is the sound effect that is put into every scene in this show.
You know what? This may have been my favorite episode thus far because we already know all the, everybody's got their character locked in. We've got Ashley just crying through the whole thing. And it was just fun.
It really was a funny show. I was laughing so hard.
It was almost like it was planned this way.
And I'm getting used to it just being so long. You know, I sit there, like when you're waiting in line for a concert or something and you know you're going to be there 12 hours and you just bring a chair and a fresh pack of cigarettes and maybe some, you know, marijuana oil or whatever.
Right. Right.
And some chips.
Some angel dust. You know, the usual.
Some preheated syringes, you know, so you don't spread disease around the park. You know how it goes, guys.
Right. The usual.
I know your ringer ain't ringing. I hope it's not the principal.
Sorry. No, that's my husband.
Tell him to call another time. We have no place for husbands here. Not until next week.
No, this is the problem with doing a podcast like from your house. Just stuff goes wrong. People talk. Luckily, the kids are at school, so I won't have any of that. No TV on in the background. And the kids couldn't stay up last night and watch Bachelor in Paradise. They were so bummed.
Oh, well, I hope they have it recorded so they can have some after school cartoon time while they do their homework. I think it's good to put your kids in front of the TV doing homework when they know that no one on the TV has ever done homework in their entire life.
Oh, especially those twins.
Oh, God.
Why are we so dumb?
I don't know.
Okay. I still can't tell the difference between them, by the way. Okay. All right, let's keep going.
Some twins, like, one's the mean one and one's the nice one. They don't have that. They're just both the dumb one. Like, one has more piercings. Ooh, rebel. So this starts with Kayla and the twin talking on the side, and she's basically asking the goss, and the twin is like, "That's complicated." I'm like, "Yeah, everything to you is complicated. Like, why would you go to that girl to explain anything to you?" Nick is thinking, Nick, the voice of reason and the moodiest person on this show, which makes me love him. He's already got that little worry wrinkle in the middle of his eyes.
He does.
He's like
Obama. Just in the time of the show, he's already aged like 10 years.
Yes, the presidency. Like two terms of this show has already turned him into an old man.
It's true. His hair's grown out in a really unattractive way. He's just looks like unkempt and tired and creased. I'm like, Nick.
Just like a presidential election, he's just waiting and waiting and waiting, and finally just picks the dumb one who doesn't talk very much because we're also goddamn sick of it.
Yep.
So he is thinking that Ashley has to be out of there because she's fucking annoying. And he's like, what guy wants to listen to some girl sobbing all day long?
Truer words have never been spoken.
And as our answer always is, an abuser. So watch out over there, Ashley.
Yep.
Grow a pair. So then, go ahead.
Well, I have it just start. Ashley's just crying.
Yeah. That's
crying.
That's the basic. And then she does that bachelorette English where she just, they're like, go ahead, Ashley. Keep on talking, Ashley. Keep on. She's like, there's one glimmer. It's like, I had this like one glimmer, and then like that glimmer, it's like gone. It's not glimmering anymore. It was a glimmer, but now it's like not even a glimmer.
Okay, I think we should do a little play, and you be Ashley, and I'm going to be Jared, because this is their conversation.
Okay.
So then I'm Jared.
Okay.
You know what? I'm going to go home.
Why are you gonna go home?
I don't want to be here anymore. I mean, this is just, I can't be here just to see you like this. I can't.
Like what? Like I'm barely even crying. Like I don't even know it. Like glimmer.
Listen, I mean, we've had so many conversations about this. I care about you. but not romantically.
I told you I'm still in love with you.
Oh, I can't believe we're having this conversation again.
I was hoping I would find someone more that I would like if I came here, but like it didn't take super long to realize I wouldn't find anyone like you.
Ashley, you're gross and you're crazy and I don't want to be with you.
You make me so happy. I really feel for people when they get Groupon nose jobs and then they can never suck their snot back up again. That girl, like, if she died and someone did an inventory of the contents of her stomach, it would be like a couple of Wheat Thins and then snot, just like pools of snot.
I mean, the thing is, I know the editors were having fun with it, but she really was a lot of the times I was watching to see if they were just putting in the sound effect, but then they would go to her and she really was crying
every time.
Yep.
Or she'd be behind a bush.
But then they'd go, the camera crying. Would go behind the bush and she'd be there crying. I was like, this is really clever editing. No, actually it's not. She's really crying in almost every scene. So funny.
And then Kayla's trying to look all nonchalant and smiley. And Jared comes over to Kayla to have a talk. And he's like, look, I know a lot's going on, but you know, I'm going to stay here. Like, I want to leave, but I'm going to stay here. And I'm just going to focus on Kayla, because you're like Kayla. And like, you know, Kayla. And she just smiles, and then you hear in the background, Kayla's trying to pretend she can't hear it.
And it's so loud. Then it goes over, and you see Ashley sitting at the bar. Like Glenn Close, go in Fatal Attraction, talking to the bartender. Being with the person you love is probably the greatest thing you could ever experience, like in your whole entire life.
This is the most painful thing. It's like the most painful pain you can ever experience, Jorge.
I would rather be in a body cast right now than to see what I see.
And you know, if you could read Jorge's thoughts, he's just like, I hope this bitch gets terminal cancer, because that's the worst pain ever. Really, do you know how much shit Jorge has gone through? Do you think this is his dream life, standing there pretending to serve like real drinks to you bunch of sluts? Like, and I count boys and girls in that. This is not his dream. If anyone deserves a blowjob, it's Jorge. Okay, why ain't nobody falling in love with Jorge?
Poor Jorge.
He's like the only man that listens, and he's got booze at all times.
Yep.
And a real hotel room.
Well, unless he has to share with Chris Harrison.
Yeah, he's probably under Chris's bed, let's be honest.
Oh, Jorge, you're just in your robe with your mimosa. Fuck you, Jorge.
I come down here, there's whining. I go upstairs to sleep under the bed, and all I hear is... the man has a sickness.
So then Jared goes to talk to Kayla, as we were talking about. But then didn't you get the feeling that Kayla was not into it? Even back at this point, I'm like, she's not into him. Because he goes to kiss her and she's not kissing back. It's like he's kissing a tree.
Yes.
She's just standing there.
Well, they never really learn anything about each other. So the only way they really have to like each other is, you know, like, you look pretty today, or your eyes are glimmering, or you don't taste like rotten tequila. So I like you better than that other girl. Or like, you brush your teeth once in a while. Like, their love is based on such shallow shit. And I think she's like, wow, you can't even tell Ashley to shut the fuck up and go away. Like, maybe you did, but you still spent 20 minutes over there with her. Well, I'm sitting here just wasting this perfect smile on nobody.
It's true, but also the timing of everything is very confusing to me, because if you notice, every time somebody comments on how long it's been, it's different. So like one time they'll be like, oh, well, Jared and Kayla have just been talking since last night.
Yeah. Well, when did she get there?
I don't know, because I think they keep going back and forth in the timing. I don't think this is linear.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
Because at one point, Ashley says she's been there 2 days, even when she leaves. But at the same time that she's there, they're saying that he just had the date with that Jared just had the date with Kayla the night before. So I think they've only been on one little date at this point.
And they didn't talk. Honestly, there's like not one conversation that I can remember them ever having about anything, except where he's like, "Oh my God, Ashley, am I right?" And she's like, just smiling all prettily.
I think a lot of this has to do with what the producers talk to them about before they ever come on the show. I think I definitely think they all have their person in mind and then they trick some people. So I think, well, Ashley's definitely crazy. She needs to be like in a hospital somewhere. Yeah. But at the same time, I do think the producers told Ashley, like, go take a chance with Jared. You know, you care about him. He cares about you. I think they obviously did this on purpose.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah. But a lot of them seem like they already knew the other ones were coming. So I guess they're all on the same, you know, whore Facebook group where the guys and the girls go on there and pre-pick each other. Because they keep saying, oh, like she said to somebody who came in later, Kayla, I mean, she said to somebody later, oh, you've made it. You made it here. Good. So it sounds like she knew he was coming.
Right.
You know, like,
oh, they all knew each other was coming. They had to have known. And then they all, like, I read somewhere, I think we talked about this last week, that Nick wasn't even originally into Amanda, that he always thought he was going to be with Jen.
Oh my God, Jen, idiot. But who knows if he just said that later to save face, because who's into Jen? I mean, that's like somebody wanting to fuck a dish rag. Like, there's like literally nothing about Jen. She's pretty, but what does she ever even say? I think she had one line today. Somebody said, oh my God, did you see that? And she goes, yeah. Oh. Wow.
I auditioned for that.
I bet that girl books a lot of speaking engagements. Yeah. So let's move away from those cray-crays for a bit and go to Carly and Evan. What happened?
There's one more funny thing that was just, you go back, it was Ashley again. and she was like, it's horrible that two people can honestly love each other so much and not be together. And then her eyes rolled back like she was having a seizure. Did you see that part?
Like, whoa. Just choking on her own damn tears.
Oh, my God. She's just so out of her mind that I do feel bad for Jared, because I do feel like he has told her over and over, we're not together. And she is, you know, I won't be ignored, Dan.
Yeah, but then he, you know, you can see where she's, I can see where she's coming from. Now, granted, bitch is crazy. Okay, like, let's not forget that. But I can see where she's coming from, because later in this episode, he's like laying on the bed with her and he's looking into her eyes. Like, when he needs her, he needs attention. He's fine giving those twinkly-eyed little smiles and...
True.
You know,
you're right.
A girl like that, you can't do it. It's like you feed the cat, it comes back, and you're like, God damn, that cat's always at my door. We'll stop feeding the fucking cat. Have it put down. That's what we do. It's America.
You're right. And I'm not a cat person.
Speaking of something.
So, hooray!
Thinking of people that need to be put down. Evan. So Evan and Carly are on the outside bed. And Carly, what happened? I mean, was the hospital really fun? Is there really good Mexican food in the hospitals there? What happened? Because she came back today and said, I was pushing away Evan. And he's like one of the things that I shouldn't have ever pushed away. And then romantic music starts playing. And she says, I hate being wishy-washy, Evan. But, you know, I had such a good time yesterday. And I just want you to know, like, I'm sorry. And he's like, oh! And then they make out.
I don't get it at all. I don't like anything about Evan, but I'm especially offended by his facial hair. I feel like you either need to grow some or shave that shit off. It looks horrible. I mean, I'm offended by everything about him. I don't understand. I had respect for Carly. Honestly, I was much more able to analyze it before this turn of events.
Well, I think Carly's just one of those girls who likes to have a man to abuse. I mean, I said that last week, but it really seems like that now. Because she, you know, that kiss wasn't good. You know, Evan has like cold kiss. Like, even if he just drank a warm tea or something, he'd have like really cold, thin lip kiss. Like,
And if he's he's slobbery too.
Yeah, like too much tongue or something. It's just gross.
Yes, because he probably hasn't been with many people, so he hasn't. He has no game. I guess, yeah. Or she just wants the security of being with somebody. But then again, she didn't seem to need the security of it before. And anyway, what do they win? They don't even win anything. So I don't get it.
I don't know. What do you? If it's a relationship that, where you look at those people in the Great American Buffet and you're like, I don't know why they're together. Well, they're always the ones with the most food piled on their face and they look happy. So if it's confusing, I say it's going to work.
You're right. You're probably right. They'll probably stay together.
Yeah. One is going to love her Lilith Fair bullshit music like Evan. Like, he'll sit there and cry. He'll be like, girl, play that one again. We're having a barbecue. Okay, Carly's going to play that song about what it feels like to hurt. Carly?
Oh, my God. Is that Sarah Bareilles? I love her. Yes, girl.
Fiona Apple. How about Fiona? Carly is here. Girl, Carly, girl, I love you. Yeah, he's a bit much, and he can't even believe it. He's like, shut the front door. Are you kidding me right now? Like, all it took was me faking an injury, girl. Thank God I've got a good insurance. He's going to become a cutter. He's just going to be falling downstairs all the time and stepping into traffic just to get attention from his wife.
I have a friend. My friend told me that her friend got turned off by a guy because they were dating, and anytime she would leave if they were at a restaurant, anytime she would leave to go to the bathroom, when she came back, the guy would go, there you are. And that is what I picture Evan doing. No matter what, he's always way too happy to see you. Uh-huh. Like, I walked out of the room for 2 minutes. You don't have to say, there you are. Stop it.
He's that guy who laughs at all your jokes like this. Like, he's got like a closed mouth, odd giggle where his teeth grind together. Ugh. Yes. He's so gross in every way. Carly, enjoy abusing him for the rest of your lives. I think you two kids are going to make it.
All right. So then Daniel, he's a big dog right now. I have a rose. I could give it to Sarah, the twins, or, Ashley, eh?
It's like all these people who are just pretending to like me because I got a rose. I'm like the president or Gandhi, you know? Those girls, they could bring me some grapes or some gold. You know, if you want this rose tonight, you better work it. That's
you better
right.
Below me, turned around. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to look at your face.
Little Caesars wasn't built in a day, girls, all right? Get it going.
So then Sarah, this was not Sarah's best episode. Sarah brings Daniel a birthday cake.
How when you see those YouTube videos of people playing piano with their feet because they don't have arms, or like people painting a brilliant picture with their mouth? This is not one of those videos.
No, not. Sarah comes over. Hey, Daddy.
Yes.
No, Sarah. No.
She gives him a birthday cake, but it looks like she poured some cake mix onto a bowl and just like dripped some, I don't know, like sweet and sour mix on top and was like, happy birthday, Daddy. Oh, no.
No, no, Sarah. No. Also, not his birthday. It was his half birthday.
Oh, yeah. So she cut it in half, which means she ate the other half in the kitchen.
I hope so.
Yeah. Not a good day for Sarah. No. Because first of all, she's really trying to get that rose, which you can blame her. You know, I know they all just want to feel picked and not left out and ugly, because you never get past middle school, really. Do any of us, really?
No.
So I get that side of it. And especially Sarah, you know, she doesn't want to feel ugly or whatever. But she's just not. No one can seem into Daniel. As hard as they try, they just cannot seem into Daniel.
No.
And she's trying to talk him into giving her a rose. And she says, wow, you're like the luckiest guy on the planet. Like, you've got a cake and like you're on a beach with one of the most beautiful women in the world. Like, I hope you don't do anything foolish and give that rose to someone else. And he's like, did you take a shower?
Oh, my God.
Romance.
Okay, this is, I mean, yeah, she's like, do you like want to lick frosting off me? And he goes, you know, it depends. She says, on what? If you've showered recently. Gay.
I got the tongue of a king, you know. I'm not going to just exfoliate some, you know, nasty girl. Like, I want to make sure it's like new skin. Yeah, and gay. Also
oh,
gay.
Oh, he's not, because he is not into any of these women.
Or he wasn't into JoJo either. Yeah.
No, none of them.
Yeah.
He's only into hanging out with the other guys.
So the twins, of course, are super upset and jealous about everybody. Like, they're second to Ashley. They don't cry as much, although they're getting there.
Yeah.
But they're worried about everybody stealing attention from them. They're like, I can't compete with that girl. She's too pretty. And one of them goes, I can't compete with a cake. Okay. Like, I can't even compete with that. It's a cake.
Oh, my God. But this was a great scene, which I didn't totally understand. But then they come up with the plan that one of them's going to have to make out with Daniel.
Yeah.
And the other one is, like, throwing up in her mouth. And then she's like, what's the worst that could happen? I mean, it's just a kiss. Just go make out with him. Just, like, pretend you're somewhere else. Just, it's not going to kill you.
Yeah, like, she goes, it's just a kiss. Like, you're not going to get a disease. You're right. Not going to get sores on your mouth. You're right. Not going to choke. I'm like, actually, all those things could happen from a kiss. Yeah. So apparently you two even miss sex ed. I would think that's the one class they went to, at least for the condoms.
But weren't you imagining them talking each other into being like an escort? Look, it's going to be over really fast. Like, we really need the money. Just, like, you're going to meet the guy in a hotel room. It's going to take 45 minutes. Like, you're going to make a lot of money. Just do it. Why won't you do it?
Don't think, God, of it as, like, kissing a gross guy. Yeah.
We have sacrifice. To pay rent.
Why is it always my vagina paying for the rent? Your vagina always gets away with it. It's like, I'm dating somebody, okay? Like, it's totally serious, okay? Just kiss that guy. Like, is it worth a stay in a cabana? Just do it!
But what was the other one? Okay, so I don't know the difference, but is one of them dating someone?
Well, one of them hooked up with What's-His-Buns, who saved them last week.
Who?
Yeah, remember the guy? She got a rose from a dude last week. The twin. Oh, my God. How is this show 20 hours and we don't even know what's happening?
Wasn't it the dumb guy?
Which dumb guy?
You the need really to be more dumb specific. Guy with dead eyes?
No, because last week the girls got to choose. Oh, that's right. Last week the girls got to choose, and the twin, I don't know, one of them likes somebody. But I forgot. Okay. I forgot who. Sorry. Okay. Everyone's probably yelling at their car speakers right now. We'll remember later because we'll come across it in our notes, I'm sure.
Okay.
But yeah, they're kind of forgettable. I mean, I think for dumb twins, they're not dumb enough for my taste. Like, I want two Gretchens from Real Housewives of Orange County.
Yes. You know?
I want them to be that dumb. And they're like dumb, but they're boring dumb.
Yes.
If that makes any sense. So anyway, the twin is like, fine, rent time. So she takes Daniel to the side and she tells us, he's like the ugliest person I've ever had to kiss, but I'll do it.
Yeah. And she's like, and he's like, I don't know, I don't know what kind of accent I'm doing, but he's like, yeah, you know, I don't know if I'm gonna give you a rose or I could give somebody else a rose. And she's like, do you want me to blow you?
Yeah, he's I like, would rather I, that I mean, than okay. kiss, because that means less.
Yeah.
And there, she's like making an attempt at being romantic, but she can't. She's like, so Daniel, I'm like interested in like getting to like know you, but you're like with Sarah all the time. And like, I hope you don't think like, I don't want to get to know you, but you're like with Sarah. And he goes, well, here's how I feel. I'm not like sure. Okay. Cause like, I'm more attracted to you. But like, when I see your butt, I'm like, whoa, you know? So I just want you to know how I feel, eh? How romantic, Daniel.
He's like, you know, I don't want to look back and like regret that, you know, I didn't tell your butt how I feel about it. You know, I didn't want to like go home and then say, oh, I was really in love with her butt, but I just didn't have the courage to tell her.
That's totally that guy that your girlfriend is dating and your girlfriend tells you in secret in the bar, he only wants to do me up the butt. Like, he won't even look at my face. He always turns me around and faces me down on the bed. That's totally Daniel.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So the twin ends this romantic day by going, well, I just want you to know, like, if I had a date card, I would give it to you, okay? And then she just grabs his face and she's like, mwah! She's like, that was a great kiss. Then yeah. runs away.
And then she comes, she goes back and she's like, I feel really good about myself. Like, I did it. Well, I took care of business.
One of the reasons that I don't think Daniel is gay, like one of the evidence, one of the pieces of evidence pointing to him being straight is that he still just wants to be between hot twins. That's really all he wants at the end of this. So that kind of leans straight guy, right?
You don't feel like it's kind of an act? Like he's just saying, you could be right, but I feel like he's very uninterested. Maybe he's just young.
And he's not young.
Thinks everybody's pretty.
He's like the older one. And later in the episode, he's like, that guy's old. What is this, like the senior in paradise? I don't think so. Like, all that right, guy's going to need a straw for his food.
I don't know. He's kind of ageless. I find him so aggressively unattractive.
Yeah, I do too. But then let's pivot over to.
You just so horrible to love somebody who doesn't love you. God, why?
It's nighttime and Jorge is still sitting there like, bitch, I still gotta listen to you. Do I ever get a smoke break? The hell?
Daniel takes crying Ashley for a walk. So she can cry it out.
So you were crying there with Jared, eh? Oh, I saw you over there crying with Jared. What was that like? And she's like, it's really hard to explain. Like, it's so hard. No, it's
really
not.
Really complicated. My feelings.
And this is why people love Daniel. He's like, oh, don't worry, hon. You'll find someone better, okay? Better looking. He's ugly. You don't want to settle for some ugly guy.
Yeah, like for me, I'm into people that like are into me back. So you should do that.
Yeah, you got to be confident, you know. If they don't want you, you'll say, no, I don't want you, you know. It's like a you are, but like it makes you feel hot. And she's like, ugh. Yeah. So
but
then he enters this.
Let's talk more about your virginity, though.
Yeah.
Like,
Do you think
that if you... Like, that you could, like, sleep with, like, 10 guys? Like, a bunch of guys? Like, 10? And maybe that would get your mind off things, eh?
You know, some guys, like, they can smell if a girl's gonna wanna do it or not, you know? Because we're like wolves. And, like, right now, you're just like a Betsy Wetsy, you know? No one can smell nothing but a bunch of rubber there. Like, if you wanna smell experience, you know I can help you, you know? Order Gandhi.
Yeah, she's even Ashley is confused by this. She's like, huh? And then the editors have fun. This is the please stand by thing. The editors ask him what is attractive about sleeping with a virgin. So then he goes into a bunch of stuff that's, bleeped out. Please stand by. And it's just a picture of Daniel in a Speedo, which is not good. You have to admit.
What, this picture in the Speedo?
The picture of him in the Speedo. It looks like he's smuggling grapes. It's not a good... It's not... Like, there's nothing happening down there. I don't want to see that.
Smuggling grapes? He's all nuts because he's getting his old man nuts.
Yes. Oh. Oh, it gives me creeps.
Everything keeps growing. Like, when you get older, you get smaller, but your ears get bigger, your nose gets bigger, and your nuts get bigger. Yeah, Daniel's basically, his whole penis is hiding behind his gigantic nuts now. And I think he has butt implants.
You do?
On top of it all. Yeah, because he sticks out his butt too much. That doesn't look right. Does it to you? I think he has implants.
No, something's weird.
Yeah, it's too big. Too big for a white guy, okay? So Ashley, after he goes through all of this gross shit, he's like, Ashley goes, I'm feeling a genuine connection to Daniel. I think I'll get a rose. So everybody is sitting on the couches.
Right.
And Daniel comes in feeling like the king of the world. And he sits in between the two twins. And Sarah out loud goes, you know what would be nice for the guy that, you know what would be nice from a guy that likes me if he came to sit by me? Half a cake. And he just ignores her and stays in between the twins.
Yeah, I don't think that he was ever with her. That's the thing. That I know this was torture. I know I was obsessed with this last week, but I don't get it. I think they had that one moment where they made out, and then I think he's been ignoring her ever since. And she's just trying to hope that it still works out.
And she's ignoring him, too. I mean, she's really giving him cold fish.
Because I think she's mad. Because I think she actually liked him. After she sent Christian home, I think she was like, okay, Daniel's kind of quirky and weird, but he likes me.
Yeah, I think that she's... I think she was just hedging her bets. It's like the people who aren't getting any dates. She knows it's not going to happen with Christian. Because even though he was so fakey-bakey with her, she knows that's fake. And like the next hot girl who comes in, he's going to ditch her. And I think she figured with Daniel, at least she could have like a fun friendship type thing until they both found someone. Like he found some dude and she found a guy who liked her or whatever. I think she's hedging her bets because I don't get any kind of emotion from her at all about him. The only time she shows any kind of emotion is when she's crying about either someone doing her wrong or, you know, feeling left out or whatever.
Yeah. It's just she doesn't belong on this show.
Yeah. Agreed.
And is it because she has one arm? Yes.
Well, yes, partially that, because
it's because it is, does, though. It's baggage.
It's a show about shallow people fucking because of their shallow, like matching their shallow issues to each other, you know?
Exactly.
It's like, what are you going to do? I mean, it's like, I think we said this in the first episode, at least put another guy without an arm or something, like make it fair. Because then you can see everybody, then you can see them turn on each other just because of that. She'll be like, ew, he doesn't have an arm. That's always my favorite thing. Like when gay guys are like, oh my God, that guy's so gay, which I've totally been guilty of. Because like our own issues are projected onto other people, you know?
Right.
Oh, I love that. But you know, that's more of like a theme season. Okay, the limb. Bachelor in Limbadice. So couches, everybody's sitting on the couches. Daniel's ignoring her and he's like, I'm like King Kong, yo. I got the power of, like, the Pope, you know? All these girls want my rose. What? First of all, who wanted to fuck the Pope or King Kong?
I like to picture the Pope doing that. Like, I have the power of Daniel. I'm just holding my thing. What does the Pope hold?
That
stick,
I mean, you want to talk about some big nuts. He's probably holding some gigantic nuts. Those things would be dragging behind him like a marriage train.
Oh my God. Now I want to Google, what does the Pope hold? Like a specter? What is that thing?
Yeah, specter, yeah. You mean like the big gigantic scepter? Magic wand?
Scepter. A scepter.
A scepter, okay.
Yeah, I'm a Jew. I'll go with that.
How do you say vulnerable?
Vulnerable. What does it even mean? Oh my God. Okay. So, a rose ceremony. Ready?
Yeah.
Grant picks Lace. Josh and Amanda, Nick and Jen, Vinny and Izzy.
The whole time this is going on, by the way, in between every rose, Ashley's going, I am watching really solidified couples give each other roses. How are they solidified? They've known each other for a day.
I know.
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
And she's just trying to tell us that it's just she's not going to be able to handle it. I don't know what I'm going to do if Jared gives Kayla the rose. Bitch, he is going to give Kayla the rose. What is it? What? This is where it's so Glenn Close, where she's like, you know, there's still a chance. You know, he might give me. No, he's not giving you the rose.
Yeah.
So then she has that whole thing like, I don't know what's going to happen. I might have to murder somebody. I don't know what it's going to feel like.
She also points out why everybody likes Kayla and doesn't even know it. She goes, Kayla's like gross, okay? She's disingenuous. And that means she smiles when you don't even like have to smile. Like, even if like things are sad, she'll smile. Or like if it's raining, she'll be like, smile. Yeah, that's why people want to be around her. You should try that.
Like, she doesn't even cry. Crying is so much more real.
Her parents must have sucked. Like, the saying is, if you can't beat them, join them. You know, not if you can't beat them, just try and beat them off. Okay? Get some self-respect over there. Smile.
So then Evan picks Carly. Then Jared does pick Kayla. And then Daniel picks a twin.
Dun, 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 dun.
Okay, so wait. So you see, there isn't a guy. The Emily isn't hooked up with another guy. Because who would it be?
Wait. So Haley gives the rose to... Who does she give it to?
So Daniel gives the rose to Haley.
Oh, okay.
Okay, which also saves Emily, right?
Oh, you know what I'm thinking? She was into Dead Eyes, but then she got rid of Dead Eyes. Remember?
Right, but he picked her.
Yes, exactly. Right? So he picked her.
Or no, but she had the power.
She didn't pick him. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
But
sorry,
she
everybody.
She doesn't have a guy. So it was a weird scene where she was trying to force Haley to go make out with Daniel.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
She wasn't with somebody. So that's why I was like, well, why don't you just go do it?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe because she has like more power with guys in general. So she's like, I at least have a chance to get a real one. You go make out with the gross one. I don't want that staining me, okay?
Right, but at this point, there's no other guys. Like, that's it. It's Grant, Josh, Nick, Vinny, Evan, Jared, Daniel.
Yes. Not a stellar group as far as the guy goes.
No.
The guys go.
So, which I thought for sure that Daniel, and we find out what happens after, but I thought for sure Daniel was going to pick Ashley because I thought the producers would have been like, come on, you got to pick her.
Yeah, like, make an effort, buddy. But, of course, like, typical reality producers, even if the person that they don't like doesn't win, they'll find a way to just put them back in there anyway.
Exactly. But first, we are treated to Sarah crying, which was ridiculous. You want to feel bad for her, but then you're like, why are you on the show? And then she's like, it's just so not fair that, like, I put myself out for this 3 times. And I mean, I took time off to come do this. Time off from what?
Her work, I think.
What is her work?
I don't know. I think she took time off from work.
What is she doing?
She's like, I don't even get sick pay anymore. It's like ridiculous. I'm totally out of weeks and I still came here.
What kind of a job do you have that you could take time off to go be on The Bachelor? Or whatever.
Yeah. And okay. She says, I'm a real human being and I just want love and happiness and I got played a fool.
I am not an animal.
Yeah, I'm not an animal. yeah. How did she get played a fool? I guess because Daniel?
Yeah, I don't understand. She's a victim.
Yeah, she is. Like, literally and, like, that night. Yeah. So, Ashley, which, you know, half sad. So, yeah. Ashley's also, she's like, why did I come here just so I could get emotionally wrecked and go home? I guess I have to know it's never going to happen between us. Like, wait a minute. That's it. Could you stop the car? What? So, I guess she's just hurt herself. I guess I have to know it's never going to happen. And she's like, ding. I finally learned what I need to do. I must go back.
Which was completely planned by the producers. She wouldn't have just gone back and been like, can you give me another chance?
Well, this girl's crazy enough that she might have. But it's not like, here's what I don't get. How is that even in the rules where you can just go back and be like, you guys, like, I didn't come here with the right attitude, but now I have the right attitude and I'm not even in love with Jared anymore. So, do you guys, can I come back? Why is it in the rules that they can just allow people to come back? They can just allow everybody to come back.
Yeah, I mean, the producers change the rules and then they try to act like the contestant just went rogue and is doing their own thing. But that's obviously not the case. You wouldn't actually just go back and say, can I have a second chance if you know that you got kicked off?
Yeah.
She had to have been given some kind of a go-ahead that, like, why don't you go ask them if you can stay, and if they say you can stay, you can stay.
Yeah, because otherwise, how would she even get back there? You know they had to turn around. It's not like she just walked all the way back barefoot.
So then I had this little fantasy, excuse me, that Chad is watching this from some remote cabin, like in the woods, and he's got like a feed of the show. And then you just see Chad watching the show in this, you know, cabin, having grown a massive beard. And then you see Chad like get up, trim his beard, bite some dead skunk, and then like come down to the show to claim Ashley.
He might, because we did see clips of him coming back, and we haven't seen that yet. So I'm guessing he's going to be the surprise terrorist that comes back.
He's like, Ashley, I've come for Ashley. She should be with me.
She'll be like, but I love Jared. And then he'll pick Jared up and just break him in two.
Yep.
Like, break his arms off and just throw him into the woods.
Just crush his spine.
Or the ocean, as it were.
And then he'll get eaten by crabs.
So
the end. To be continued.
So Kayla, I want to feel bad for Kayla, but I can't. Is that weird?
No. Like, she's I don't like her.
Yeah, she's done nothing to me or anybody really. But she just hasn't done anything for me either. You know?
We'll so have like, a reason to hate her. Listen, our feelings are valid right now because they will come to see that she's ridiculous.
As always happens.
Yes.
I love her.
For her. She's so nothing.
So Carly sees, I kind of feel bad because she's smiling. She's like, oh, well, now we can start again. She has that stupid whisper voice.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, yeah. Evan's like, cheers to everybody who got a rose and the constantly playing stream of amazing woman empowering music in their living rooms from now on. They're like, cheers, everybody. And Carly goes, Ashley's coming back. And they made these sound effects. You know how in every movie now that has any suspense, they make the same sound effect. It goes,
yeah.
And it shakes everything. It's in every preview now, and that's all I could think.
Yes, the ominous foreshadowing.
So she comes, and they basically say, yes, the twin is the first one. She's like, yes, you can stay. Now, what does vulnerable mean? And Kayla, this is when Kayla says, great. Like, can you imagine dating someone with their ex following them around all the time? And Ashley goes, okay, you guys, like, don't worry. I'm going to be totally normal this time. Just don't do anything around me.
Right. Okay. Right. I just don't want to see anything that's going to make me mad. Just don't make me mad. Yes. Don't do that. You will not like it when I'm mad or jealous.
Typical manipulator. Now, whenever they do anything, she'll be like, you did this to me. I didn't want to be like this.
You promised. Okay. So then next morning, Ash wakes up and she's like, last night was the craziest night of my whole entire life. And I don't think I'm being dramatic.
She's like, I'm the new Ashley now. Like, I'm the cool chick. Like, look at me. Like, I'm just sitting here like, whatever. Like, anything could be happening right now. And then they show that she's sitting right next to Jared and Kayla.
Yeah. And then Nick, which I kind of liked him for, was like, so Ashley wanted to stay because somehow she's magically turned the page.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all going to be different now. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But bitch is gray. So they, Ashley actually says one thing that I totally agree with, and that is, bring on the men! It is starting to look like the end of spring break over here, where everybody in their same bikini, just kind of looking tired and like too, you know, hungover. Bring on some fresh men.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, this one looks like he's already done about 10 pounds of meth on the way here. Yeah, he looks like he had enough spring break maybe 10 years ago. And his name is Carl. Enter Carl with boob sweat and a bounce in his step.
Carl, firefighter with tattoos.
Yeah, he's already got boob sweat. That's all I wrote. I was like, wow, this is going to be trouble.
So
nobody can remember his name. Carly's like, yeah. And then that guy, Buck, what was his name?
Right.
Oh, Carl. Okay. Yeah, Carl.
And then she's like, oh, he has the same name as me. Carl. That was kind of a funny run.
Because no one knows. And twins like, one of the twins like, oh my God, he's the hottest guy so far. Like that guy, Kevin. What's his name? What's his name?
So he somehow I have down here that something about Ashley. Because she's like, I'm trying not to always have my mind on Jared, but I do.
I'm still thinking about him. It's so weird. Oh my God, he's right next to me. This is his fault. Yeah, first she sees boob sweat and she goes, cured. And they all start laughing. But then she decides that he's too not Jarrett-y for her.
Right, right.
So she's like, okay.
I thought he was more Jarrett-y than he is. But it turns out, like, when they're side by side, they really do look different. Like, Jared looks a lot more Jarrett-y in person.
He's, like, more Zales-y than Jarrett-y. Just Jared. That's what I'm saying, commercial. That's what I'm saying.
So he hooks up. So Carl hooks up with Emily, and Ashley's fine with that.
Yeah.
Then next new guy walks in, and it's Brett, and he's carrying a lamp because apparently that was hilarious on Andy's season because he'd stolen it from the hotel.
And he said, "My mother taught me not to greet a lady empty-handed, girl." Okay, so this guy.
He's not attractive, right?
No, I'm wondering if he's cuter in real life, or if they're just so thirsty that he's like the first Diet Coke that walked in. Like, you know, it's not good and it tastes like cancer, but you drink it anyway, because what are you going to do, die? But he comes in and he's you know, on the Housewives shows, how they all wear wigs or wig pieces. And like Lisa Vanderpump is a perfect example. She'll put her real hair up in a bun and then put the wig over the bun. And then she has like triangle head because you can see the shape of the bun. It makes her skull look like it has an alien shape.
Yes.
And he has that. He has like alien head. Did you notice that? He has a big triangle head.
Yes.
Like a veggie tail.
Yes. A veggie tail. I love you for that reference.
So, Izzy is...
So, let's just call him VeggieTail.
VeggieTail. Girl! I got a VeggieTail for you, girl. This guy is so gay. And when we find out he's a hairdresser, I'm like, of course all the girls love him. They are confusing. They're not necessarily feeling sexual. They're just like, oh, finally a gay guy to complain to.
Yep. Izzy is in love with him.
Yeah, Izzy basically pees on the floor, and she says, if you could draw a man for me, it's that one.
Yeah, but then the rest of the women debate whether men should wear jeans and flip-flops.
Because those weren't just jeans, those were jorts. Wasn't he the one wearing jorts?
I think so.
Oof, no, everybody's so offended. They brought it up like 20 times.
Yeah.
So poor Vinny is sitting with the lamp, because... He's like sitting next to the lamp, and we know it's coming because we've seen them show it 30 times already.
Yeah.
And Brett gets a date card, and I just kept writing, holy shit, that hair, I can't.
I know, it's terrible.
Jorts and a shark pattern shirt.
Oish. And they're all kind of fighting over him. I don't know. I was disappointed.
I love whenever they put Evan saying anything, because Evan's like, well, girl, look, that guy has a lamp, so it looks like a switch was turned on. It's like, oh, geez, come on.
I know. I just skim right over that.
But whenever they show him saying anything, it says, Evan, erectile dysfunction specialist.
Oh, God.
So Brett immediately zones in on... the pageant girl, of course, because what hair queen don't like a pageant girl? He's like, right. I see a hobby. So he takes Kayla aside first, right?
Right. Well, first he asks if there's any connection. He pulls aside Josh, right? No. First he goes to the group and he goes, sir, are there any connections? And John's like, yeah, bitch, I'm with Amanda. And then another guy says, well, Jared's kind of talking to Kayla. And that's where I'm like, okay, so they're not a couple at this point. Like, they're talking? Or is that just millennial speak for they're together?
Well, I guess it's like they've known each other 5 minutes, but no, like, sperm has been taken into any other orifice. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how they explain it. Their bases are all backwards now. I don't understand.
All right, so Brett's like, whatever, I'm not going to worry about that. So he pulls Kayla aside.
And he's like, I was just hoping Kayla was here. So he starts telling her he's a hairstylist and she has great hair. You know, all the things you want to hear from a man when you meet him. And then Ashley takes him aside and she's like, look, I just wanted you to know that anyone is an option here, okay? Because, like, I was here last year, so that shows you, like, how relationships work. So, like, just because they seem like they're in a relationship doesn't mean they are in a relationship, okay? And if you
Kayla
are making out with her...
Kayla is definitely not in a relationship. Like, yeah. She's available.
Kayla is a bitch-faced slut bag, okay? Yeah. That's what I wanted to tell you.
Oh, my God. Wait, where is that? Did that happen then? Yeah.
No, but that was later. She's just hating on her. Yeah. She's being so obvious. Right. So.
Yeah,
he's like, okay, great. Then I'll go out with Kayla.
And like, Kayla has like crabs crawling out of her vagina right now as we're talking. Like, I think I saw one.
Yeah.
But whatever. You'd probably like her. So you should totally go for it.
Yeah. Like, Jared, like, if Jared has like a pH balance, like, if he put it inside of her, it'd be like nuclear waste and his penis would fall off. But like, I think your pH balance, it would like turn your penis bigger. And he's like, yeah. Okay, I'm in.
Yeah.
Dudes love giant dicks.
And then they go to Ashley OTF and she's like, like, you know, I'm just saying, like, I'm probably totally over Jared, but like, maybe I'm not. And I can't promise that if she's on a date with Jared, I can't promise that like, I'm not going to tell. If she's on a date with Brett, I can't promise that I won't tell Jared I love him.
Oh. Finally, I'm going to have Jared alone. So this was one of my favorite parts because
me too.
Here Kayla's like, sure, I'll go on a date with you. Smile. Yeah. And then he goes, Jared, she goes, but do you mind if I talk to Jared first? And he's like, yeah, okay. So she takes Jared aside and he's like, look, obviously I don't want you to go, but like, you should do what you want because it's up to you and it's like your life. And she goes, but I already said yes, so like, okay. And I don't know if it's because
her face looks so blank. Like, yes. It has this weird, she has dead eyes too. And she has this dead-eyed, weird smile. And she's like bobbing her head up and down like a bobblehead. Uh-huh. And she's like, okay. He's like, yeah. She's like, okay.
Okay. And he's looking at her kind of cross-eyed. Yeah. I don't know if it's his face is so close to hers, but I was like, oh my God, he's cross-eyed too. This makes me love him even more.
Yep.
So she's, blank. She's like, okay, but I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to stay here. And he goes, oh, great, because I like you. Like, you're smart and you're pretty. And like, I won. Kiss, kiss, kiss. And she goes, but like, I feel really unsure because like, smart and pretty? Like, I'm unsure. And he goes, okay, well, then if you feel unsure, then you should go. She's like, yeah, but I like you, but okay, I'll go.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's like, okay.
She's so confused that zits start popping out on her forehead. Yeah. I have not noticed any zits on her at all. She looks like, I don't know, like a perfectly skinned model. And all these zits start popping out. And I was like, oh, no, she's scared.
And then she goes to Brett. And she's like, oh, and he's like, okay, you ready to go? And she's like, okay. And then they start walking off and she's like, yeah, so I'm going to stay. And then he's like, what? Oh, you don't want to go? I mean, I think we'd really have a good time. And she's like, okay, yeah, I'm going to go. I'll go.
No, wait.
No.
No, wait. I don't know if I do. Wait, I'm so sorry. I don't think I'm going to go. And he's like, girl, please. I was like, this girl's crazy. Like, first I was all, bye, Felicia. And then I'm like, hi, Felicia. And then I was like, bye, Felicia. Hi, Felicia. Like, there's so many Felicias coming in here. It's like a audition for Days of Our Lives. Bye, then, Felicia. Hi, Felicia.
This is obviously even more dramatic than that because everybody knew what was going on because they keep going to the groups of people going, I don't know. She's really confused. Like, first she wants to go, then she doesn't want to go. So I picture her coming back to the group each time and going, guys, I think I'm going to go. I'm definitely going to go. Oh, maybe I'm going to stay. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Should I go? You guys, what do you think? Should I go or should I stay?
House vote. Oh, yeah. And by the way, I meant this is more Felicia's than Another World, not Days of Our Lives. There's only one person who got that anyway, so I just needed to clarify. So here's what I think's going on with her. She just basically wanted Jared to say, listen, I really like you. If you want to go with him, fine, but it's going to really hurt my feelings. I thought we had something, and I just wanted to hang out with you today, and that's it. And then she'd be like, okay. And when he was giving her so many choices, she didn't like it. She's the kind of girl who would like someone like Josh. He's like, blah, 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 blah. You stay here. You'll stay here in bed. I make out with you. I eat pizza and roll eye. You know, she'd be with someone like him.
But I don't even, that's why I don't think she actually likes Jared that much.
No, I don't either. I think she was thinking he'd be manlier. And then Jared, okay, what did Jared say? Because after he thought she wasn't going to go the first time, he goes to the hot tub to mope and whine to everybody. Right. And he's like, God, like, she's going, and I feel like Frodo. Did he say that, or did he say, like, he has FOMO? What did he say? With this one, you actually never know.
I don't know.
But I hope it was, I feel like Frodo, because that's hilarious.
It probably was. So I'm then on my she goes own, back man. To Brett and says, I'm going to stay. And then Brett goes, I'm just confused. What, you keep changing your mind. And she goes, I know, that's my MO.
She said that?
Who says that? Yeah, she goes, that's my MO.
Oh, gross. Yeah, Brett should have just been like, you're great, but you seem like you're not going to be able to concentrate on this date. So I will be taking out Daniel. Bye, bitch.
So then out of nowhere, Kayla's like, okay, I'm going on the date.
And Ashley doesn't know whether to sob, laugh, scream, cry, act like she won because she keeps changing her mind.
Yeah, she's like in a corner making magic spells using a piece of Jared's pubes and like a string from Kayla's bikini.
Totally.
I'm going to make Jared love me.
And Jared has enough self-awareness to say to, I guess, Carly and Evan he's talking to. And he goes, I think this is karma because I went on a date with that person, then like I dumped them. Then I went on a date with the other person, then dumped them. Then I went on another date with the person, then dumped them. Like, I think this is karma.
Yeah. Like, I dump a lot of people.
And they're like, what?
Eventually, I'm going to get dumped, I think. Is that how it works? I don't know.
Yeah,
I've never
much.
Been dumped before.
Oh, my God. And he's such a baby about it.
Oh, yeah.
But he does say, I got dumped for a lamp. Yeah. So Ashley's like, wow, like, she's perfect for Brett. She's a Barbie doll. And gay guys love Barbie dolls. So they go out on this double date with Boob Sweat and the twin. The nameless twin.
Yep.
And it's the saddest thing I've ever seen. Boob Sweat is on something and, like, over-sexualized dancing on some cruise, trying to, like, ass dance everybody. And then Brett is trying to get something working with Kayla, but Kayla's just like, but I wonder what Jared's doing right now. Okay, like, if you were Jared, what would you be doing right now?
Yeah, like, a lot of people know me would absolutely know that I would not be comfortable on a booze cruise. Like, if they asked me, like, do you want to go on a booze cruise? They know that I wouldn't be like, I'm all in.
Like, if Jared was here, do you think he'd be like, let's have a snooze cruise and, like, take a nap on the back of the boat and, like, look at the sky together and not talk about stuff? What would you do if you're Jared? Tell me. So this was basically just bored, and he is...
She's like, you know what I want to do on this date? I just want to, like, kind of kick back and, like, think about Jared and, like, my feelings for him. And I just am getting the feeling, Brett, that, like, you don't want to do that. And so I guess we just don't have the same interests.
Yeah. And Brett's like, boring. Meanwhile, Boob Sweat's up there, like... shooting ping pongs out his cornhole. Like, what is going on this show? So then we come back, and of course Ashley's still all upset and trying to she gets to spend time with Jared, so her plan works. So they're laying on the bed and she's just giggling and laughing, and he's moping, but he is doing that look into her eyes and like, I feel hurt, and she's like, yeah, but you don't have to feel hurt, like, and then they kind of have that thing, and then she tells us, this is what romance novels are made of. Like, the guy doesn't like her, but then, like, of course he comes running back because the girl he thought he loved doesn't like him back, and he's all pathetic, and then, he comes back, and then the girl takes him because, like, that's a movie, and I just, what?
She's like, that's how it works.
No, it's not. That's, like, no Pride or Prejudice. It's, like, the worst romance novel ever. Get some pride.
This is the part where she goes, Jared, like, just so you know, like she's a bit of a backstabbing whore. I'm sort of kidding.
Kind of kidding.
I'm joking, but I'm not joking, like, at all. Like, she's whore.
I'm allergic to bitches, and I've noticed that ever since she's gone, I'm not snorting anymore. So, what does that tell you?
So, meanwhile, back on the booze cruise, This was really funny to me. Brett goes, I just feel like Kayla's not vibing the booze cruise.
He's like, you got that twin over there, like, riding boob sweat like Seabiscuit.
He goes, she's actually kind of standoffish. Maybe she wasn't the best choice.
Is it my triangle wig? So when the double daters return to the island, Jared jumps out of the seabed with Ashley. He's like, right. Whoa! He runs right over. He's
right.
Like, can we talk? Well, like, here's what I'm thinking. Like, you know how, like, sometimes when you're like, and then you're like, I know. And then you're like, I don't know. You know what I mean? And he's like, God, I'm in love with you.
Meanwhile, well, he actually just goes, I'm really happy. I'm really happy, like, that you said that and that you came back. And she's like, whoa, that's, like, a lot of pressure. I mean, I thought we had fun last night and, like, maybe kind of, like, maybe I should have maybe sort of kind of stayed home today. But, like, I sort of thought I should go out. But, like, oh, now this is too much. You're being really extra.
That was hilarious. She's like, I can't wait to get back to Jared. Whoa, that's a lot of pressure.
Okay. Yeah. And then he goes in for another kiss, and it again, like, he's kissing a rock. She just stands there. Something's wrong with her.
Yeah, there is something really odd with this girl. I think she either needs to be completely controlled or just ignored. Like, you can't give her such positive attention because she can't take it. It totally turns her off.
Yep.
And I hate saying that, but we all know that girl.
Oh, I've been that girl.
Yeah, I have.
That's
too,
how girl. Well I know her. I've been her. Yeah. I know exactly. She wants what she can't have. Like, she thinks that she made the wrong choice, and then she realizes she likes him. But as soon as she realizes, oh, he really does like me, she's like, ew.
Yeah, he likes me. Gross. It's like the biggest turnoff ever.
Yeah.
So
then Ashley is running down the beach in that crazy, like, 1960s bikini, crying. And it looks like she's going to drown herself in the waves like Kris Kristofferson in A Star is Born.
Right? I can't believe this is happening again. It's been 5 minutes. Of course it's happening again. I just wrote down, you Jared, crazy bitch.
Jared doesn't want to be with me, and I need to keep remembering this. I have to start wearing a rubber band around my wrist, and every time, like, I think that Jared, like, likes me, I've got to, like, flick the rubber band so that I remember that he hates me.
I'm not crying because of Jared. I'm crying because the rubber band hurt my wrist. So next up is Ryan. Ryan's like, okay, you know, I think I'll be different because, like, these guys, like, they're always trying to be funny and charming. And, like, I'm just normal. Like, I'm not funny and I'm not charming. So I think I'm going to do well here. Who is calling you?
Sorry. Home phone.
It's Ashley. God, it's so busy. You think Jared Ashley likes me?
She's like, 5 minutes went by and I'm pretty sure I have a chance. I just need to go talk to him. Okay, yeah, Ryan B.
So Ryan comes in, and that's when Daniel's like, he's old. This isn't Seniors in Paradise, which, I mean, he doesn't look like a spring chicken, but Daniel, like, your plugs are showing, dude. Like, you're missing the first layer of your hair. Like, you ain't a spring chicken either, buddy.
But Ryan's like, I'm the guy, and this is sort of embarrassing or whatever, but I'm the guy who's kind of remembered for, like, not being memorable. Well, why? Also, Ryan and Brett might as well be the same person to me. They have the same hair and the same beard.
Well, maybe you see...
And Ryan.
Maybe you see an age, because Brett also looks older to me. He looks, like, older and kind of worn out. It's kind of turning into the old Queens in Paradise. You've got Daniel, Brett, now this guy. It's like a bunch of older dudes that just need a nap.
We have to call the show that, Old Queens in Paradise.
Okay. I'll write it down. Oh, man, we are running long today. So what else even happens in here? Okay. So Ryan takes Ashley aside to talk to her, because first he takes Jared and he's like, bro, like, what's happening? Like, tell me what's up. I don't want to pick the wrong person. And Jared's like, you should go for Ashley. She's great. And he's like, but aren't you, haven't you had something with her? And he's like, well, like, kind of, I guess she's got kind of a thing. And Ryan goes, yeah, but like, you didn't close the proverbial book yet. And Jared's like, that's a really big word. So what are you asking me? He's like, okay, I'll talk to Ashley. So he pulls Ashley aside and he's like, so what are your hobbies? And she's like, Jared.
Oh, God.
So Ryan is onto it and he's like, fuck her. Bye. So nameless twin, let's go talk. And she's like, well, that guy seems nice. And while she says this, I think she has pink eye.
Oh, I think so too.
Like, he seems nice. I got pink eye. Ooh, I can't compete with normal eyes. So it looks like he's going to take out boring twin.
Right. Which he does.
And it's the most boring date ever.
Oh, my God. My favorite part was Haley. Haley goes, so we see two horses, and I automatically assume we're going horseback riding. Really? Wow. Yeah, like, you just automatically assume you're going horseback riding just because you see two horses.
She's like, that horse, like, they named it, and this, like, Mexican name, and, like, I don't know what it means. Okay. Estupida gringa. I don't know what it means. They're like, you stupid white bitch. I don't get it. This is romantic.
And they don't speak. She's like, hi, horsey. Hi, little horsey. Do you want to take a beautiful, magical horsey ride? Ugh, baby talk.
And he told her, I mean, she told us, he's like perfect on this horse. He's being like the perfect date right now on that horse. The horse. Yeah. No one's talking. Right. They're just like going real. They're like clop, clop, yeah. Clop, clop. And then a commercial came on. And I just thought, is it a coincidence that there's a cow invasion commercial playing every break ever since Ashley came in? They're like, crazy cows have invaded the city. Have you seen that?
No, I did not.
Ever since Ashley came, that crazy invader cow thing is on every commercial break. So
Grant and Lace.
Oh my God, there's so much happening. I'm putting down my notes because this is ridiculous. I'm talking too much.
No, you're not. I'm just getting to the next Grant and Lace. Grant takes Lace away for a massage. And there's a hot tub. Mm-hmm. And oh, so they have a massage and she's like, oh my God, no one's ever done this for me before. Oh, this feels so good. Oh, I love this.
And she
Grant,
says,
you make me feel so special. And he's like, well, that's because like I just feel like I'm feeling these like feelings for you. Huh. And I guess these feel, I mean, if I had to like put them into a word, like I guess it's like a sort of like a love feeling. Like, yeah, like I love you.
So I love you. And she goes, do you do this at home? And he goes, yeah, I wouldn't do anything here. I wouldn't do it home. Okay. And then she goes, then that makes like, me feel so special because yeah. He does it every week. What are you talking about? People are so stupid.
I know.
So he says, I love you. And she's like, that is sweet. Okay, so what is it about me that you love? And he's like, yeah. Well, like, you, I don't know, like you said you date me. Like, I knew it like when I first looked into your eyes. And then, you know, you went and fucked Chad for a while in the hot tub. And then you looked into my eyes again. And I was like, yep, still no. It's like, you are so obvious and desperate and not even in love with her, but just don't want to be embarrassed by not getting pussy while you're on TV.
Yep. And she's like, I really love that, like, Grant loves me. Like, it's so amazing and loving that he loves me, but I can't say it to him.
I
love hearing it. Like, I want to hear it more.
Yeah, I have like confidence that maybe like I'll feel it, but like I don't know, like massage, I mean that was good, but like I don't know if this is gonna have a happy ending. So
it's good. Okay, now it's gonna get good.
So then Izzy is like, I want to fuck the triangle head. I love a man with a weird hairline, you know. Like, I thought Vinny was going to be the most fucked up hairline I've seen. But then this guy came in. He literally has a triangle head. I don't understand his hair. I want to fuck him for the rest of my life. So,
yeah.
She pulls him aside, and Vinny is just watching them. She does it right next to Vinny, which is so awkward. And she's like, I just wanted to tell you that, like, the second I saw you, I was like, what triangle? Whoa, triangle. You want to be in a triangle?
Like, as soon as I saw you, like, the theme from VeggieTales just started playing in my head. And it was magic.
And he's like, girl, that means so much to me. But aren't you with that guy, that like bald guy from Staten Island? She's like, yeah, but like, whatever. There's no promises in paradise.
Right. And then he's like, she's like, I mean, like when I met Vinny, like I was super into him or whatever. And like officially or whatever, like we're not like officially supposed to go on any other dates with any other people. But like, I really want to fuck you.
Yeah. And I have to give her credit for at least being honest, you know? I mean, yes, she jumped way too quickly in with Vinny so that she could stay there. Because I think she's doing... I think that's what people do on this show. They're like, I'm going to get somebody until there's somebody better. But I don't want to get sent home because what if there's someone hot and we could be on magazine covers together? So she's like, I'll just use the Staten Island guy. And she tells Vinny... straight up, she's like, look, like, I'm really sorry to, like, hurt you, but, like, you know how I feel about you? I thought, like, I would never feel like that for somebody again until I saw that guy. And then I was like, whoa, boner. I never knew what it was like to have a boner, but, like, right now I've got a tent in my pants. That's what I'm saying. Do you got it?
I felt so bad for Vinny. I mean, honest to God, I felt sad.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of did too, but. You guys, you don't find love in 5 minutes. That's not how it works. You have to talk to each other. And, you know, it's not just making out. Otherwise, I'd have like 30,000 relationships, you know? It's
true, but I just think that my theory is that men are different. Like, Vinny was a little bit unsure at first, but Izzy was very, very forceful about it. Like, she was like, you're it. I'm into you. And I feel like with this kind of a thing, men... Look, I don't know Vinny from anywhere, but I feel like Vinny was probably like, I don't know, do I trust her? And then finally he was like, wow, this girl really likes me. And then once he was in, he was in. And as soon as he was in, I bet you she started questioning it.
Yeah. Well, like, even the earlier that day, because she told him, do you remember, like, I don't know if you sensed it, like, earlier today that I was being distant. He's like, when you were riding on me in the pool and making out with me and licking my ears and, like, giving me a hand job under the water. No, I didn't feel like that. Because earlier in the day, she was all up on him.
Yeah.
But here's why I can't feel for Vinny, even though he's so sweet and he totally got screwed in this situation. He sobbed when he got kicked off Bachelorette, too. You know, like, it's obviously not the girl. He's just another one who needs to be picked. And that's just such a bad reason to be in a relationship, you know?
Yeah,
like, I can't believe JoJo didn't like me. So he's just kind of a crying wuss.
Yes. And I always have to remember that he was one of the ones that was shit-faced drunk on the first episode of The Bachelorette.
Daniel's fault.
Yep.
That's Daniel's fault. But yeah, he is. I like
but
him,
I did feel bad for him. I was like, this guy is kind of like hasn't done anything mean to anybody. He didn't like screw around on Izzy. He wasn't being a cheese ball. And he's just like, whatever, cool, I'm into Izzy. She's not attractive, by the way. So she was kind of lucky that this guy was that into her.
I think she secretly twins with Boob Sweat, the new guy. She looks just, they have the same face. It's creepy. Look next time, you'll see it.
Right. No,
they have the same exact face. So I think she's attractive, but she's just... Look, I think she broke up with him in a nice way. It's a dating show. They're there to date, and they are supposed to mingle and meet other people. And she met someone she wanted to go on a date with. And
but it's
she
not going to work out. I don't think she and Brett are going to get together, do you?
Girl, no. That guy is so gay. He's going to be another Daniel. He'll be like, I got a bee sting on my lip, girl. No, I can brush your hair. Let's all brush your hair. Let's do that.
Then Carly OTF. How did the lamp guy break up the strongest couple in the house?
And she also makes the point, I don't think that a girl is here for the right reasons if all she's looking for is looks. I'm like, look, you're not suddenly like the deepest person in the world because you're the only person on earth who would fall for Evan, okay? So, like, you wanted some hot ass too now.
Exactly. So then Vinny is going to leave.
Yeah, he wants to leave with some grace. Nobody gets to leave with grace. You're on Bachelor in Paradise. You didn't come in with grace, and you ain't leaving with it either, buddy.
So then he goes to find Izzy, who is, this scene was ridiculous, and it's the very end, but she's doing her hair and putting on mascara. And he's like, can I talk to you? And she's like, can I just finish putting on my mascara? God.
And then they just show him standing by the door, like ready to just have this emotional fight. He's like getting ready to sob. And then you hear a blow dryer go on and just stay on.
And he's just standing there, which is so like a metaphor for their whole relationship.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Always so, someone else getting... Wait for her to finish blowing somebody so that he can get his turn. So sad.
This was fun, and the most fun thing about it is that there's another hour of it tonight.
Yes, there is. So tonight we're going to be watching the next episode, and then we're going to be doing a bonus episode where we're probably going to stalk the online accounts of some of these people. I need to know about... Boob Sweat Fireman and this triangle veggie tail head. I have to know who they are. So maybe we'll do that in our bonus. Who knows? It'll be out tomorrow, though.
Yep.
And if you want those, just go over to rosepricks.com. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at rosepricks_pod if you want automatic updates of when these episodes come out. And find us on Facebook and talk with everybody else who's listening and watching the show.
Oh, my God. I love all the comments.
It's so good.
Kathy D is cracking me up.
They're hilarious on that Facebook page. And it's facebook.com/rosepricks podcast. So go there. And you guys, Kathy, we love you.
Kathy D makes really funny comments. Did you read the one? She's like, I wish chokers weren't making such a comeback. They're annoying. So true.
I was reading all of those last night during the show and cracking up.
Yeah.
So everybody, thanks for being a part of our world. Yep. If you want our bonus stuff, you can find that all at rosepricks.com.
Yep.
We love you guys.
Love ya.
We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.